Well, good afternoon. Numbers do mean something to me. Appreciate the opportunity to talk with you. Say where we are. I'm passing out a sheet to show where we are with 7 months into the year. A year ago, we chose, and rightfully so, to serve all of God's people, rich or poor, wherever they are in the world, to keep up our service to them. And we didn't shut down anything or any programs, although we were doing it with a lot less money than we received the year before. What I passed out is where we are from January, from July through January 31st, the fiscal year to that point. February's not quite over yet. I'd like to finish that off, but we'll find out where we go. You've got the monthly reports from Connie, and this is just the actual expenses. We used reserves as needed and planned with last year's budget. They were somewhat used before the budget year started in February because we had a large budget that dropped significantly before our July 1st fiscal year even started. And it's not a matter of being over budget. The reserves are down a little bit, but it's a matter that was built into the budget. And we did have considerable extra work in trying to stabilize the churches and trying to support all the different areas of the world. Everything we do is to help other people, and first of all, our own people, but then so many other people beyond that as well. And we're trying to support and encourage the brethren in all areas, even though we have smaller churches and fewer ministers. Overseas this year, you'll see from the budget there that international is quite over because we're really guessing on that one when we started the year. Remember, we projected a 40% decrease, and thankfully didn't have that much. But it's interesting that we still have about $1.5 million assets, dollars of UCG-paid assets in dispute. And I don't expect any of the cash portion of those things to come back, but we still are trying to tighten up our new, like Vickett said, with Larry Darden and them, to tighten up our constitution and bylaws in other countries so that the assets are protected primarily for the use of the brethren who choose to be with UCG. And so we're trying to get clear titles to properties that we've paid for through subsidies, et cetera. And we lost the use of some of those properties in the time being while waiting to gain title, which meant we had to rent other facilities for our brethren to meet in and do things. So those were extra costs that loss of property, buildings, vehicles, et cetera, it was an unplanned cost. We do need better control on travel and set priorities and travel requests, procedures, more than just making trips and turning them in. Men are visiting more, which is good. Our new men are real excited, and so they visit a lot more, which is very good for the membership, although it costs more money and mileage and travel and so the excitement. And again, we know that God will bless what we do, and that's certainly what we expect when we look at the finances as well as everything else we do. And there is a lag time between seminars and contact magazines and when people start contributing, being co-workers and even some eventually members. We're all trying to do everything we can to maintain the budgets and help costs. Appreciate the various bed and breakfasts we have in the area here with Darius and myself and others, having people stay with them, which always helps. We're doing more of that with all the meetings we're planning on next year to try to cut back some of the hotel costs and more procedures that way. Howard Davis is here. He's picking up a car to take back so we can save some money there because the rental car was a lot more expensive than using one of the fleet cars we brought in. So we're doing everything we can to keep everything in check as much as possible. Our bank balance is still okay in the sense we have $2.6 million in the bank as of today. If you look at the books. 8 weeks based on a $17 million budget is about 2.6. So in February, March is always the low point of the year. So we're within our eight-week policy, and we knew we would go down some using things to stabilize. So it's not unusual. And, of course, the holy days will bring the balances back up a bit and help them. Notes on the current numbers. If you look at the numbers you have in front of you, the bottom line there, we ran at 64%. We're 58% of the year through the year as of January 31st. So we're running a little over at 64.9. It's about $1 million over. Some items in there, if you look down to the thing, congregational care is over a little bit, but we hired more ministers and have more travel than expected. And I believe some of the education, which is low, some of the travel costs there, I think, went into that budget, which kept that a little lower. We have more positions we want to fill, and there's more holes in the churches, obviously. but we only have so many funds. And again, trying to maintain what we had before is basically impossible for the time being until income goes back up. Festival fund's always over, so that percent doesn't mean anything. We only have the festival in the fall, and it's spent, and then it sits there till the next fall. So that says 95.8, but it's not unexpected to be that way. Yes, Roy.
So the festival here only deals with the fall festival.
Yes, yes. I mean, there's some other charge, a few charges that come up in the spring, but not like the hall rentals and things we have there. So that's that number should, as the year progresses, fall back down to line.
So it doesn't cover anything dealing with second tithe?
No. No, it's not part of the second tithe subsidy. Again, the biggest one is international, which we budgeted at $1,250,000, and you know, we're 82% through that. Again, a lot of needs, a lot of the things in trying to bring things in line between legal fees and churches and stabilization and travel costs. So those are things we have to watch. We can't go on forever that way, obviously, but it's one of those things we have to decide where we want to be and what we want to do. Facilities is pretty much on target, what we expect to spend on buildings. The home office is on target as well. Like Peter said, Tori Trone's going to be picked up in the IT department. It was originally going to be a media job, but it seemed we don't really want two IT departments, one in media and one in there, so it's a joint venture, and each of the departments supports each other, and he seemed to have the right combination for the new mobile platforms and Drupal and web and a lot of other words that I don't know necessarily what they mean, but he seemed to know them when they interviewed him, and Denny and I sat and just shook our heads because we didn't know what they were talking about. But they did, so that was good. Okay, but that'll help with the backlog and getting things up to date and make that more effective from the platforms that they're on. Council's on target below, but with this meeting, we'll go up a bit. Hopefully, in the future, we'll be able to do some video conferencing. I'm hoping for a lot of our departments we can develop some of the technology and do that. GC is under, obviously. It hasn't happened yet, and that comes. Discretionary assistance is slightly over target. Assurance and health care is another one that's over target, and that one's uncontrollable. You know, things happen that we keep praying for everyone's health. That's what I do every day. I pray for better health for all of our employees and ministers because we self-insure up to $110,000. So anytime there's anything goes on, it's straight cash out of the thing. And I was just informed the other day we had another one meet the stop-loss limit of $110,000. That'll be billed yet, so there'll be $110,000 added to that. Now, if nothing else happened the rest of the year, we'd be under. But if something else happens, we'll be over. So all the small things. And a lot of people don't understand the self-insurance. Even though you get a check from the insurance company, they call us every month, and we mail them a check to cover all those costs. So when you go get something done, it's straight cash from the church via a paid provider. So I always tell people to look at those insurance bills or medical bills carefully and try to make sure that they you know, don't charge you for things. Because you say the word insurance, and they start tagging in all sorts of things. So we need to watch that as much as we can and come up with some ideas on how to save some money on some of those things that are there. But this year's budget is going to be a bit of a guess again, but a lot better than last year's. Again, we're using the expenses of this year as we have planned to decide and show the revenue and income. But this shows you where we are to date for this year, and hopefully we can control and keep in budget for the remaining parts of the year as much as possible. Yes, Bill.
Just coming back to the international subsidy line,
yes.
That's the one that looks like it's
it was a total guess what we were going to spend last year.
Yeah. So do you see that
thing
continuing?
Yeah, I do, to an extent. And I'd like to not see that. But some of the travel's already been done. Hopefully it'll come down. But we got to start monitoring it more closely. Again, we wanted to keep our momentum going, but the momentum needs to be followed with income. And so that's something we really have to check. But again, if we can tighten up the documents overseas, again, people interpret things differently. And when you have a document there that's read and you know, people are willing to say what they want to say, and say, you know, even in one case claim to be UCG to take the property, so you got to go to court to say who is actually UCG, then you got to spend the money to claim that. And, you know, like I said, we're talking about $1.5 million worth of items that are disputed in a sense. And hopefully God will grant us favor in that, and we'll be able to eliminate some of the extra costs we've had to go through. But again, no one's been out there trying to do anything, nothing unnecessary in this. Everything's been necessary in the sense of keeping things going. So it's a matter of praying and asking God to supply the harvest to pay for all these things. But it'd be nice to be able to control that a little better. But again, we're going to have to ask ourselves exactly what do we expect to predict for next year. And so when we go through the budget, and a couple other handouts I'm going to give out that I'm not discuss right now, because this is a report on this year. But when we do the budget, some things we'll need to discuss there, where we want to go, what we want to do in that facet. So we're still there. God's blessed us. We got more income than we expected, but at the same time, a lot more expenses. Things came up. And I wish Satan would just leave us alone, but he will never choose to do that, I'm sure. And hopefully the income will start catching up from all the seeds we've been sowing, because we have sown a lot of seeds the last year and a half, and we had to cover a lot of bases. And I'm on time. Kept my time budget's good.
Thank you very much.